Good morning. 28th of January at 7:40 on the nose. Nice to have you up with us on this Saturday morning. Yesterday was International Holocaust Remembrance Day, marking 78 years since Auschwitz was liberated by Allied forces, January 27th, 1945. And unfortunately, another recent survey just out revealed that far too many Canadians are still unaware and uneducated when it comes to the Holocaust. That need to educate Canadians, especially the younger generations, is what drives Heidi Berger, Montrealer and founder of the Foundation for Genocide Education, and she's on the phone. Heidi, good morning.
Good morning.
More than half of Canadians, almost two-thirds of the younger respondents in this survey I just mentioned, did not know that 6 million Jews were killed. Obviously and unfortunately evident that a lot of work still needs to be done here.
Absolutely. I mean, to be precise, the alarming statistic is that 62% of Canadian millennials don't know that 6 million Jews were killed in the Holocaust, and half of them can't even name one concentration camp, or they've never even heard of the Holocaust. So it's getting down to the basics. In order to really nip racism, it's critical to educate Canadians in their formative years on the history of and steps leading to genocide so they can develop these critical thinking skills to be able to recognize signs of racism and denounce hatred wherever they encounter it. Mm. And but I have to say the Quebec government did finance a guide in collaboration with our foundation and researchers and writers from the University of Sherbrooke and the University of Trois-Rivières. And it's in French at the moment. It's a guide teaching, it's a guide helping teachers on how to teach genocide. And in it is a video instruction on how to use the guide. There's testimonials. And as well, there's workshops. There's workshops that we're collaborating with the Holocaust Museum and outside as well.
Yeah.
This is a very important step. And this guide will be available in English for English high school teachers in March.
Heidi, I think the last time I had you on the show, which might have been 2 years ago, maybe pre-pandemic, right, you were very excited about the guide that you put together for
right,
Quebec teachers. What can you tell us about the feedback you're getting?
Excellent, excellent feedback. We're getting emails from English teachers saying, when will it be out in English? Teachers are telling us that finally they feel comfortable teaching genocide and the steps leading to genocide. And an amazing, amazing majority of teachers saying, give us even more. So it's really incredible, and we've had a rise in requests as well. We send out survivors and children of survivors into schools with interesting presentations using their parents' testimonials, including myself. I go into schools as well, and there's a demand of that as well. So this is step one. Step two, and this is a goal of our foundation and an important goal, is we want it mandatory. Right now, it's available, and it's in a chapter in Contemporary World, a subject that is compulsory, but it's a chapter called Tensions and Conflicts. But the problem is, teachers still, if they don't want to have to teach it, they don't. They can skip over it.
Mm.
So that's our next goal, and that, to me, is the most important goal. That and going across Canada makes the study of genocide compulsory.
Make it mandatory and not just optional, right? Absolutely.
Exactly.
Heidi, I'm just curious, what you say you go into schools, what kind of reaction do you get? I'm curious about the kids and how invested or involved they are. Are they curious? Are they asking questions?
Well, first of all, we send help to the teacher to prepare the students, because the teachers, you know, I have also asked, help us prepare the students to be hearing an extremely emotional story, and painful to hear. And honestly, you can hear a pin drop when any of our survivors or children of survivors go into schools, and they want more. They're hungry for more when they hear a story. I mean, history is best passed on by storytelling. And they want more and more, and they go back to their teachers, and they're constantly asking for more information. And they're curious. And this encourages the teachers. So it's a win-win situation.
with Heidi Berger this morning. She's the founder of the Foundation for Genocide Education. Heidi, I don't know if you heard this story, but I was on our radio station yesterday that on Holocaust Remembrance Day, some sixth graders out on the West Island at one of the schools there, they took it upon themselves to put together a project and a presentation for their classmates to tell them about teach them about the significance of the day. And it went over very well, apparently. I was so impressed with these kids for taking that initiative.
That as well as the teacher probably that helped them.
Yeah.
And yes, I mean, we need more of this, really more. This guide, though, is more specific for secondary 4 and 5.
Okay.
You know, that's when really students can develop those critical thinking skills to be able to recognize signs of racism and then denounce hatred wherever they encounter it. But yes, definitely. Look how Ontario made a Holocaust study in grade 6 compulsory. So, you know, we're on the way. And listen, we have to go across Canada with this.
Mm-hmm. You know, the last time we spoke as well, I mean, unfortunately, this is still a common theme. That there's, you know, the rising number of anti-Semitic incidents and hate crimes just serves as another crucial reminder that education here is critical.
I totally agree with you. And the stats are going up and up.
Yeah.
From the pandemic on, they've been going higher and higher. So it's extremely critical. And not only anti-Semitism, but other forms of hatred and intolerance. But how do you fix this? In our minds, it's education.
Mm.
Let every secondary 5 student graduate from high school understand what genocide is, the steps leading to genocide, and then they'll understand racism and intolerance and have the skills to even denounce it.
Heidi, just as we wrap up, and I got about a minute and a half here, but I mean, your inspiration, what drives you is, of course, your mother, who like to speak and teach people about the Holocaust. Tell me a bit about your mom.
Well, she was a very brave and very smart woman. She saw her mother shot in front of her eyes while she was hiding in an attic. Her mother was machine gunned. But before her mother died, she told my mother, she said, "You're going to survive. And you're going to tell the world what happened." And she came to Canada with my dad, who was also in the Holocaust with her. And she wrote a book and she started going to schools herself. And before she died, but she kept telling us, you know, there are students here that have never heard of the Holocaust. And I kept saying, how could that be? How could that be? Until I started going into schools and seeing exactly the same thing. And, So before she died, she encouraged me and my brothers to continue her story and continue the work. And we have. And it's very, very important.
Heidi Berger with the Foundation for Genocide Education. Heidi, I always appreciate having you on the show, and your resolve and your passion just cuts through. So thank you for doing this.
Thank you for having me.
7:48. All right, Jimmy, you know, we'll take a little break here. And I'll take a look at the weather forecast quickly and tell you that the temperature hasn't budged at the moment. If you're about to step outside, it's -1, but it feels like -6 with a bit of a wind. We're heading for a high today of +2 with a few more flurries in the forecast for this morning. And then maybe if we're lucky, a sunny break this afternoon. That's what Environment Canada is saying. Some snow is on the way tomorrow, another 5 to 10 centimeters of snow throughout the day on Sunday. When we come back, some live music from a legend. And we're going to sort of mark the 50th anniversary of one of his great albums. Came out 50 years ago this week. And one of the songs from that album is going to be the subject of our live music hit. That's coming up next.